Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to the Vrokas Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hi, it's me, the character NoahDog54.
Yep, and I am Stevens, also known as John.
And I am your host for today, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXG Gaming. Now, either you've looked at the title, or you looked at the number of episodes, and you must be smarter than I am, because you didn't, or because you know that today is a serious topic episode, and I didn't until yesterday. Yesterday for me being Saturday. But, because I was editing the Struggle Meal episode, pretty great episode, if I do say so myself, pretty hilarious. We had gone, and I was uploading it to RSS, and I'm like, okay, that's great, what number is this one? And I realized, oh, this is episode number 39. Meaning, this one would be a serious topic episode, and guess who's hosting it again? Anyway, it's fine, everything's perfectly fine, the world is revolving as it should be, maybe. But, yeah,
for now.
So you've read the title, we'll get into the topic. I'm assuming the title is not exactly revealing as to what today is. I do have an idea, so I have a whole list of serious topic episodes that are on the ready, because, you know, I'm the one that does it 90% of the time. So, but, that's what's gonna happen today. Before we get into that, you guys have any small talk?
It's been a week, it's cold, it's snowy, it's shitty, it sucks. Hate upstate New York.
Feel that?
Yeah. It's been less cold for me. I mean, we got a little bit of snow. It hasn't fully melted just yet, but it's almost gone. It was like 45 the other day, and then like also the 3 days before that, it was like in the teens. So I don't even know what's going on over here.
Yeah. It's, for us, we've had, I don't think Noah's getting 100% of it. I don't think so. I think he's going to get a little bit of a trail effect. I'm not telling you guys where he is. But based on the difference between me and Noah is enough that we're getting a massive storm tomorrow. Like a massive snowstorm. They're already saying they're locking down highways and like they're limiting travel, if at all. Like the only travel you can do is like emergency, like if someone's like in an ambulance or if you need to take someone to the hospital or whatever. Outside of that, they're banning travel. So like that's how bad it is. But looking in the radar, Noah's gonna get some of it, but not enough to warrant anything, I think. Unless it suddenly moves towards him, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
So that's gonna happen.
Like, we'll get some, but it's not going to be very much compared to you guys.
Yeah, we're going to get slammed.
I'll get probably none of that, because I'm several states south.
You're several states south, yeah, so that's...
John, you can go fuck yourself.
Is that swearing, Noah? You know what happens when you swear? Take my points.
That's right, you can go frick yourself.
Better. yeah, so that's what's going on. As for me, you know, if you guys... I don't know if I mentioned it in the Struggle Meal episode, because... For us, that was the same day. But I mentioned this in the Roleplay Rumble. You know, I'm not going to be totally real with you guys. Things are not going great for me. 2025 is off to a rough start. But I'm looking into college, so that's a thing I'm looking at. Actually, more so looking at it than I was before. I've already scheduled a tour for a campus tour. I want to look around and see it. I almost think walking would be, like, really nice, because I already sort of enjoy walking as it is. And so to walk, like, I don't want to run to class. That's my only concern, is I know people sometimes have to do that. And some people also, I just see ride around in, like, scooters all day. And I'm like, all right, I mean, you do what you want to do, I guess. Like, I don't know where they store those to get in the buildings or whatever. There must be a place where you can do that. But, yeah, I'm looking into that. But that's one of the things I'm looking into. But, yeah, just not a lot of great stuff. I'm not going to get into it. It's a lot of personal stuff, but it's just, you know, not a lot. I'm in a point in my life where... It's an uphill battle, because, like, right now, my job, like, the problem is I like working at the job I work at, because it's a food service industry, but it's Indian food, and I love Indian food, as well as the fact that I've learned how to make a lot of the stuff already, and I like it, but they don't give me enough hours to financially sustain myself, and that's even after I've already requested more hours, so it's just, like, and they're super nice guys, too, that run it. It's, like, I don't want to be mean to them and, like, demand hours and stuff, but it's, just like... I've already asked for more, and they haven't given me more. They give me, like, one day a week, which is not enough. So that's why I think college would also be nice, just because John actually was the one that told me this, and I kind of knew a little bit about this already because I had looked into it too, but he confirmed my suspicion that they some colleges offer jobs for students, usually part-time, and the one I'm looking at offers, I think the maximum is 14 hours a week you can work, but if there's a day where like I don't have any classes, then I can just schedule that and be like, hey, you guys need some help over here, kind of thing, to at least sort of financially build up just a little bit more. Because right now I was like, this entire month has kind of been like looking for jobs, and none of them, I've gotten some offers, like some like people that are like, all right, we want to move forward with you, but a lot of them are like super far away, and I kind of applied to them just to see what would happen, because I was like desperate to find another one, because I needed something else besides the main one that I have to financially sustain myself. None of it's worked, so it's just a bunch of garbage, man. So it does suck. So I'm not gonna lie to you and say everything's great, because it's not. But you know, in my belief system, I like to ask questions and see if I get the right answers. Usually, sometimes the answers aren't answers that I like, but you know, sometimes they're the answers that I need to hear and stuff like that. So, and college is 100% the thing that they're telling me to do, so that's why I'm really looking into it. But
I don't know about you, but I had a very funny picture of Ethan when he said run to class. I was picturing like he was living in a dorm on site, misses his alarm, realizes this, quickly gets dressed, runs to class.
To be fair, is funny. That's not exactly a it's not exactly a, that's the word I'm looking for. It's not out of character, I should say, because Noah was with me all throughout high school. John was a meanie head and left halfway through, but Noah was there for a while, and even John knew this, actually, I think, is unless I was walking with one of my friends, I was zooming. I wasn't running, but I was speed walking is the word I'd use. I was definitely speed walking to class, because like I didn't want to be late, and if anything, the faster I got there, the more I got to talk to my friends that were in that class. So, you know, it was a win-win for me. And the thing that annoyed me, though, was the people that were walking in a, like, formation line, and they were just blocking out the hallway. Wow. I'm like, and I always would get stuck behind them, because I was rushing, so of course I was bound to catch up to them. There were times where I'm like, hey guys, excuse me, can I get through? And they were like, yeah, of course. But there's times where, like, I could tell they weren't going to move, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And there's always times where, like, there was a juncture coming up, I'm like, please go left, and they'd go right. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But
oh, feels on the highway too. It's like, get out of my way. You're going like 25. You're in this 25 mile per hour zone. Like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
The way I imagined this in high school was like, it was like a traffic whole lane kind of thing. Ethan was the guy on the motorcycle going fast as fuck. Everyone was in a taxi or a car going slow as shit.
Yeah, you were either going really fast or you're going really slow. There was no in between. Yeah.
Like, Ethan, if he was with his friends, he would walk with them, talk with them until he got to class. But if he wasn't with anyone, he would book ass to class.
Now, this is something that no one knows, because neither of these guys... Well, Noah was in BOCES, but we never unfortunately met up. Because I think he was on the complete opposite side. So even when the buses were called, we would never meet up. But me and my friends in my graphic design class... Like, well, actually, one of them wasn't even in the graphic design class, but we met up halfway in the hallway when buses were called. We're both fast walkers, so it became a competition to see who can keep up with each other. And eventually, we were like, we weren't running because we didn't want to run in the halls and like mess people up, but we were definitely like zooming. Zooming is the word I'd use for that. So it's not out of character. I like the problem with college campuses though is that they're 10 times bigger than a high school, at least the one we went to. So. Because speed walking in the high school that we were in wasn't a problem because there wasn't much area, I guess. There was really just long hallways and then the classrooms. But college campus, first of all, it's mostly outdoor. And then second of all, like, I could get a situation where I need to be in this class for this time. And then my next class is on the complete opposite side of the campus. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But I don't know. Maybe they give you loads of time if that's the case or something. I'm not too sure. I also know that some professors don't care if you're late. So there's that too. But
true.
Yeah, for me, like, I have a pretty small campus. There's only one building, and it's not a huge one.
Really?
And they give us, like, 15 whole minutes between classes. And that's only if, like, if there are two classes back-to-back, usually there's 15 minutes between. But because you can make your schedule whatever, sometimes I have, like, 2 hours in between my classes.
That's crazy. You have one building?
Yeah, there's one building.
That's nuts.
There's two classes that I do have back-to-back, and they're, like, right next to each other. So, I'm like, what am I meant to do for the next 15 minutes?
Just chill, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Hey, John, can I ask you something?
What's that?
Have you ever, like, been late to a class in college? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've been late. I was driving myself to school one day. I had an 8 a.m. class, and I was a little bit late, and maybe they didn't care.
I got you.
Because they're getting paid either way, so they don't really care, I guess. It's you that needs to care a little bit more. But, I mean, sometimes things are just unavoidable, you know?
I mean, life happens, so sometimes it's, you know, understandable.
And if they're usually, like, there's some bad apples, obviously. But most professors, from what I've heard, like, if you go up after class, if you go up to them real quick and say, hey, can you just, can you give me the notes for, like, the first 5 minutes because I wasn't here or something? They'll do that.
Yeah. I also had one time I was running a little bit late. And I walked in behind my professor, who was, I guess, also running.
That's great. Yeah, I sent a video to the meme part of the Discord. That was Noah saw. I don't know if John saw because he didn't say anything. But it was like the joke that professors just don't care about what you do. And like the guys are like, "Can I go burn down an orphanage?" She's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And then two people later, someone's like, "Can I go save some kids from an orphanage or from a fire or something?" To say. Pure comedy. It was great.
Dude, when they hit that, can I go burn down that orphanage line? I died laughing. Yeah,
because I just immediately thought of the jokes we make between ourselves, like, in the podcast. Yeah. I'm like, that's great. And then at the end, the guy's like, yeah, I gotta go, my Uber's here, and it was the professor. He just leaves.
Yeah. As soon as that orphanage line was dropped, though, I immediately thought of John.
Yeah. Well, John also is known for burning down space shuttles, so, like, once we hear that line, we'll know it's John that wrote the script for that one.
Good point. Yeah.
Moving on, as much as I don't know much about college because I'm still looking into it, but as much as we can make that a topic for another day, because at this point, John's already been, well, John technically been to it twice, but you were going for a little bit before, and then you stopped, and I don't remember why you stopped, but you stopped, and then now you're back, right? So it's just, you've been there twice, technically. I'm considering it, and then Noah's considering it, but I don't think he's ever been there yet, so he's still got time to think about
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
But if he does end up going, then all three of us have got to have stories, you know. The last time we did a school story was back in, like, School Sucks, I think, which was, like, episode, like, 10.
Oh.
It was that was, like, 3 years ago, man. It's crazy how fast time flies. And I was going to say this, I'll get into the headline super short, so I'll just say this now. I'm about to say something that you guys have never thought I was going to say, because I joke on school all the time, like, I always complained about high school, besides 12th grade. 12th grade was great. But I was like, oh my god, school sucks, man. I can't wait to be out of here. I can't wait to do my own thing. And then now I'm in a position where I'm like, I want to go back to school, man. I want to go through the process again. Obviously a lot more expensive than it was before, but, you know, that's just how it is. As much as we could talk about this for the entirety of the episode, first of all, it's a serious topic episode today, so we can't do that. But also, we got stuff to move on to. So the headline is, y'all knew this was coming. I mean, it's coming out on Friday this week. Actually, no, the struggle meal for us is coming out on Friday. So this is the one issue with pre-recording stuff, is that my news is going to be delayed a week or two. So keep that in mind. But TikTok has fallen. Maybe. I don't even know. There's a lot of things that are saying that, well, first of all, right now, if you go to the TikTok app, it says that it's banned and you can't use it. And the only option you have is, like, dismiss or, like, learn more and then close the app so you can't even use it. But then, like, the administration that's going into power is like, saying, oh, we're going to try and delay it. And, like, then there's the billionaires trying to just straight up buy it. So I don't know what's going on with it. But as of right now, for us in our current timeline, it is banned. It is gone. You can no longer use it. So F's in the chat for TikTok. I never really used it outside of that. Although I will say a lot of the shorts on YouTube Shorts were from TikTok. So a lot of the, like, for example, I only found out about Queso, who I mentioned in a creator showcase a while ago. I only found out about him because people were re-uploading TikToks on YouTube Shorts about his jokes in the chat, roasting him. So I only found out about him because of that. So in theory, it was doing some good stuff. And obviously there was some bad stuff on it too, like any other social media platform. But, you know, it's one of those things that if it disappeared, I wouldn't have cared. You know, I wouldn't have been that upset about it. Now, if YouTube disappears, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble at that point. Same with Twitch a little bit. A little less for me. I mean, just because I don't use Twitch that much. But I know John uses Twitch way more than I do, so he would care a lot more than I would. But it's one of those things that, you know, it doesn't really affect me all that much. But I know a lot of people grew their channels from TikTok, Queso being one of them. So, F's in the chat for those guys. Hope they're doing well. But again, maybe it's not gone forever because people are trying to fix it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Maybe by the time you guys are listening to this, it's already back. I don't know. But
personally, I am so fucking happy TikTok is gone. Fuck that Chinese bullshit. It's gone.
I love how people are switching to just another Chinese app. It's just like, all right.
Yeah, I feel like that's not the best solution because it's like the one that they're saying, like, I've heard, like, so many things about the one they're switching to that's, like, it's a lot worse when it comes to, like, the issues people had with, like, the privacy and whatnot. Like, the reason it's banned is, like, the actual issues that have been, like, showed up there. I'm like, that's not great. And people are just doing it despite the U.S. government, which is, like, fair. But
yeah,
that's so weird.
Of course, John will be the one to be like, yeah, that's fair.
I love Revolutions, they're great.
Yeah, me too. Have you played Revolution Simulator 2024?
No, but I played Plague Inc. where you can murder everybody.
Ah, yeah, Plague Inc. is pretty good too.
Also known as COVID-19 Simulator.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean.
I loved the meme. Like, I know COVID-19 was obviously a terrible event, but the one joy that came out of it was just the memes that came out of it. I showed this to actually Logan, who you guys don't know on the podcast, so you don't know who that is. He's another one, a friend of ours. He's actually in the Discord currently. Although he's so busy, he doesn't say a damn word, so he's basically not in the Discord, but he's still here. And so I showed it to him. There's a meme that said, bro, someone's playing Plague Inc. and is currently winning or something. I'm like, oh yeah, damn. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving swiftly into the creator showcase, I gotta. I sort of have an email. I'm gonna do an email next time. I have an email, but I'm gonna save it for next one. So stay tuned for that. But I want to promote this guy because I love a lot of cooking channels, and this is another one of them. So it's called Happy News Network, which does not sound like a cooking channel, but it is. And, well, it's a channel that does a little bit of different stuff, but they mostly do cooking. And one of the main shorts that I love watching is this guy is just out in public wearing a chef's uniform. And he has this big old sign that says, ask me anything about food. And so he films the interactions of people walking up to him and asking him about food. And he gives them answers. And because he's a chef, he's able to answer a lot of their questions. There's a couple questions where he's like, well, it could be this or this or like whatever. But most of the time he knows the answers. And so I've actually been learning quite a lot about different food and different cuisine and how to make different stuff, just from listening to what he has to say. So Happy News Network is, the channel, and, pretty awesome dude. I don't know if, actually they're pretty small. They have 88, well, I say pretty small. I mean, these are big numbers, but 88,000 subscribers. So definitely one of the more niche people I've promoted, before, because, you know, I promoted Markiplier, who is like that poor guy, has like 2,000 subscribers. He could use some help over there.
Check those, like 1,500.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's at 15. That's good. He's at 1,500 now. So they're a bit more niche, but it's great. So check them out. On they're on YouTube Shorts, by the way. I don't know if they're on anything else. But that's what I'm looking at now. So
I actually love that suggestion. What's the name of the channel again?
Happy News Network. So again, the name, I would say, is maybe that's why they're not getting as much exposure. Because when I hear Happy News Network, I'm thinking, oh, they're a news channel. They're going to be, like, giving unbiased news and stuff. And I guess technically speaking, they are, like, news about new food trends and stuff like that. So I guess technically speaking, I mean, I can't say anything to them because I'm not a professional that would be able to recommend them these things. But I would say just as a viewer, their name strikes me as weird, like Happy News Network. It's like, oh, it's a news channel, and it's about food and stuff. And like I said, they do a couple other things. Like they have, but I'm like scrolling through and a lot of it's with him with the sign and people asking him stuff, which that's what I like anyway. So I'm glad he does a lot of that stuff. But I'm seeing him like dressed up in like Halloween costumes and doing stuff too. So I guess, you know, it depends, but, Yeah, he's really good, and he, like I said, he gives a lot of information on food and stuff. So if you like cooking channels and you like to learn about food and like to learn about all that stuff, he's your guy. So go check him out.
Yeah, or if you just want to be hungry.
Yeah, basically. But actually, sort of speaking about hunger, we're going to be talking a little bit about something very interesting today. So again, the titles are kind of they don't exactly tell you what the episode's about. The description probably will, but the title itself might not. So we're going to be talking about the secret of life. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a secret, and there's only one of them. No, there's actually multiple, but we're going to be talking about the main secret of life. And I'm not going to tell these two, and as well as you guys, although it's not interactive for you guys, unfortunately, but I'm not going to tell these guys what the secret is until the end. In fact, it's going to be John and Noah's job to kind of figure out where this secret is going. So I'm going to be dropping hints here and there, we're going to be talking about different stuff, and I want to see if they can actually decipher what the secret of life actually is. That's what's going to be going down today. So obviously these two, a lot of special topics. It's hard to calculate points because we never want to be like, oh, well, your opinion sucks, so I'm not going to give you points for that, because that's stupid, and that would go against literally everything we built on this podcast. Like when we talk about being open, and like, even if you disagree with someone's opinion, you can still talk with them and have a peaceful conversation about it. That's our entire role in this podcast, because even before we started this podcast, a lot of people don't do that. They'll hear someone's opinion, they're like, oh, well, screw you for having that opinion. I don't agree with you in the slightest, and I hate you now. It's like, that's not how humans should converse. Like, John loves the Batman games. I hate the Batman games. We're still friends. We still talk. It's like, no, that's a minor thing. It's not like a political issue or anything. But it's still something that we disagree on, and we're still able to communicate normally after that. Like, I mean, maybe just the way it is that I don't care about what he has to say about Batman, and he doesn't care about my opinion, because he's still going to enjoy the game, and I'm still going to hate the game, right? So there's different elements to it, but it all boils down to, we should never, like, attack people for their opinions, and you can still disagree, but at the same time, you shouldn't attack people and say, oh, well, you're a terrible person, your opinion sucks, and, you know, what, all this other stuff. So that's why we kind of made this podcast and turned it into a place where we can all, every 10 episodes, we talk about something pretty serious, and we all just open about our opinions and stuff.
And on a handful of occasions, we've even disagreed in the serious topic. It's never been, like, hostile. It's just like, okay, I can hear you out. I can try to hear it from your point of view and see what you're saying. And maybe that will affect my opinion, maybe it won't, but it's important to at least try and understand where someone else is coming from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And great example. Now that John just said that, it gave me some examples. So see the Guns of the Prom episode. I don't know if that's the exact name of it, but the Guns episode, you know. I believe in that episode, I had a stance on guns. Noah had a stance on guns. We disagreed, and we still had a conversation about it. See the, I mean, we haven't had a part two of this, but I imagine if we do. So see the Allies episode. That was more so me kind of just learning about it. That's why we rated it sort of low on the tier list episode. But a lot of it was just that. But if we were to have a dedicated discussion about it, I can already tell me and John are going to disagree on some things. Doesn't matter, because we're still going to like have this conversation, and we're still going to be able to be open-minded about it. See the very first episode, the abortion one. John had, and that was actually a great episode, because John had one stance, I had one, and Noah was sort of in the middle. And so we had all three different perspectives on that one. And I still regard that as one of the better serious topic episodes that we've ever done. So
yeah,
that's what this podcast is all about. So the way points are going to work this time is, this is literally just about your conversations. How often are you talking? How often are you engaging? That is literally the only way you're getting points. There is no other catalyst. There's no other way to get points. That is it. Because there's no way to judge based on opinions. There's no way to judge based on anything else without being kind of biased toward it. So the only way you're getting points is, are you going to engage with the conversation? And how often do you engage with the conversation? So that's how points are working today. And obviously, you're not going to know your points throughout the episode, but I'm just letting you know that's the only way you're getting points. So the first, I just want to start this conversation now with a simple question. So when you hear the secret of life, what's your first thing you think of? So whoever wants to start, just go ahead. But what's the first thing you think of when you hear the secret of life?
That's actually a great question. I would have to say for each individual person, it would have to differ because I know me personally, the secret to life for me is different than, say, you or John. You guys may have a different secret to life. Everyone's could be different. So, yes, I believe there is a secret to life, but everyone's secret to life could be different. That's kind of what makes us all unique in the long run. But I would say yes, there is a secret to life. I don't know it. I'm not ever gonna know it, and I'm okay with that. But I do wonder every now and then what the secret of life is.
That's a great answer, but John, you want to jump right in?
When you say what is the secret of life, I think of what is, like, most important on a lifetime scale to each individual. So, like, you could find, another way of putting it, like, what gives life meaning to you specifically. Where it's, like, some people the secret of life for them might be, like, helping others. Some people, it might be, learning anything and everything they can about themselves, about the universe, whatever they're learning about. It's just like, what do they strive for? What do they want out of life? You know?
Yeah. Very good answer as well. So Noah said something interesting there that John also agreed with it, but there's a thing that you guys said that I want to harness in on. And Noah said specifically that it differs between each people. And that's exactly correct. You guys might have different secrets of life that work for you. And John kind of leaned in even more to this fact that, oh, maybe your secret of life is helping people. Maybe your secret of life is to support your family or whatever. And that's very true. And like I said at the very beginning, that there's technically a lot of secrets of life. But would you guys believe me if I said that there is one secret of life that actually applies to every single person on the face of the planet, no matter their occupation, no matter their mood, no matter anything, no matter any other attribute you can think of, it doesn't matter. They don't apply. The secret of life applies to every single person. Would you believe that statement, or would you be like, nah, that doesn't make a lot of sense?
Personally, with where I stand on this, I wouldn't believe you. Mainly for the fact of, I believe everyone has a secret to life, and that secret of life is unique and special to that person. They hold it to them. If the secret of life was something that's applicable to every person on this planet, which last I checked was about 7 to 10 billion people?
8 billion now.
Okay, well, 8 billion. Either way, that means that one secret to life is the standard for everyone on this planet, when everyone before then thought that they had their own secret to life. That's what made them, you know, feel special, unique, like they were a person that mattered.
All right, good answer. John, what about you?
I would say, I'd be skeptical, I guess, to say. I don't know if I'd be like, no, you're wrong, I can't believe you would say something like that. It'd be more like, it could be some, a secret of life, I used to say, that could apply to everybody on the planet. No matter, like, who they are, where they are, or what they're doing. But because, you know, like Noah's saying, everyone's experiences are different. What someone's life looks like might be entirely different from somebody else's life.
Very good answer as well. So to add on to this fact as well, I want to mention the fact that, I want to preface that, so the big secret of life mentioning was that, like, it applies to everybody. That one specific one doesn't negate anyone else's other secrets of life. Like, those can still coexist with each other as well as the big one. Now, what if I said, now that I want to hear your opinion on this, what if I said that even not, like, excluding the current population, even going back all the way to the beginning of time, when humans were first created, the secret of life was still applicable to those people and has been applicable since, and like continuing going forward, and it always will. So would that make you more skeptical about the secret of life? Would that make you less skeptical, or are you still kind of in the same mindset with that? So no, what do you think?
me personally, I would still be in the same mindset, because if you were to tell me that there is a secret to life, but the secret of life is millions and millions of years old, it somehow still, you know, includes everyone on the planet, that would honestly be, in my opinion, a bit of a depressing reality, because week before that was everyone had their own secret to life. And that's what made everyone special. That's what made everyone unique. But then you come in and you're saying that there is a secret to life, but the secret of life is millions and millions of years old and can actually be applicable to older civilizations that were here before us, or hell, even the dinosaurs or cavemen.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, obviously, you're right. Like, I get what you're saying. But this the secret of life only applies to, like, humans. I guess, technically speaking, like, I'm not going to stretch it, and that's not what we're talking about today, but you could stretch it. Like, once you find out what I'm talking about, you'll probably be like, yeah, you know, you could stretch it. But I'm not, like, we're going to exclude animals. We're just talking specifically about humans. But it's interesting what you just said there, and I'll get to that in a second, but I want to give John a chance to answer the question. So, John, what do you think? Are you more skeptical about what I just said now, or are you still on the same page kind of thing?
I would say what you're saying makes sense in a more abstract sort of way, because if you, like, look back through history, and some stuff goes back as far as humans have, but there are things that exist today you would think, oh, this is new, this is like never been a thing before. This is completely unique to our generation. And then you like look back to history and you realize that like the more social change and stuff that happens throughout, you know, as we move forward, the more you realize that a lot of stuff has been the way it's been in different forms for generations.
Interesting. So you're almost less skeptical about that fact than just what the base thing has said.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so I like this conversation we have, because Noah's on one side, John's on the other, and it's very interesting to hear their perspectives on this. Now, again, I want to hone into what Noah just said. So, Noah, you were talking about like if it would be kind of depressing to find out that if there was one secret to life that was applied to everybody, we'd all be the same. And I almost, when you started saying that, it almost got me thinking of like a simulation. And simulations, like, that's a whole other can of worms. We're not going to get into that majority, but let's talk about video game simulations. All the NPCs share one specific thing. Now, we're gamers. You guys should know the answer. So I'm curious. What is all, no matter what the game is, no matter if it's a fighting game, story game, doesn't matter. What do all NPCs share? Like, what's one attribute? What did I know?
Code, memory, and all they're made up of assets from the game, so essentially they're a part of the game.
Okay, I mean, for the way games are made, though, some NPCs have different memory limits, some have different attributes, so, like, I'll let it slide with that one, but, John, what would be an answer with you?
Yeah, I was gonna think of, like, codes, like, what the type of instructions that they're given, because the instructions might be different. They might be like, oh, this NPC, they need to walk back and forth. This NPC needs to look around. You know, they all have different instructions, but they all have instructions, you know.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, I think, Noah, was that kind of what you were alluding to?
Yeah, I would agree with John on that.
Okay. So, yeah, the answer I would give is, if someone asked me that in a class or something, I'd be like, well, all NPCs share is they're all zeros and ones. No matter how you function them, no matter what job you give them, like what kind of job I'm saying, no matter what job you give them, whether they're walking around or they're a shopkeeper or whatever, no matter what battle they partake in, no matter what attributes you give them, doesn't matter what game they're in, they're always going to be zeros and ones, because that's what they are. Now, what's the difference between an NPC and the player character? What's the difference between those two things? Because obviously, by technicality speaking, both characters are zeros and ones. They're both made up of zeros and ones, but what's the thing that makes them different?
Well, yes, by technicality, the playable main character would be made up of zeros and ones, just like an NPC would be made up of, you know, zeros and ones. The difference comes, though, with this. The main character that you can play as is someone that the player interfaces with and uses with a controller. NPCs, on the other hand, essentially, they're just made up of zeros and ones. Throw some code in them, tell them to walk from here to this gas station or something like that. That's the difference between NPCs and a character you can play. A character you can play, you have the control over it. The NPCs, those are controlled through program that's in the game.
All right, John?
Yeah, I'd say that, like, the NPCs, you know, they, unless something goes wrong, are meant to act the same way every time, no matter what. They always have a set way they behave. And the main character, the person, can change. They can choose to do different things. They can move around if they're on their own. They have the free will to choose what they want to do. Whereas NPCs, they don't get a choice. They do what they are told forever.
Interesting that you say that. So my next piece was going to be, so obviously, NPCs, and so the answer I was looking for, which is what you guys basically said, is that there's some sort of sentience beyond the NPCs and characters. So NPCs don't have it. Like what John just said, they're instructed to do what they gotta do, that's never gonna change. Whereas a player will modify, they'll enhance, they'll alter the code of the character so that they can get it to do what they need to do. So if it's an open world game, literally virtually anything, they can do anything. If it's even such a, like, a linear game, you can still, like, maybe make dialogue choices, you can still knock over a tin can somewhere. It's not a set path of code that you have to follow. Now, talking again about NPCs, right? The movie, you've both seen the movie Free Guy, correct? With Ryan Reynolds. Great. Great movie. If you hadn't watched it, what are you doing with your life? So,
amazing movie.
In Free Guy, and the reason Free Guy was so good, even for people that don't play video games, is because it kind of showed us what technology could maybe be. Again, that's a whole other can of worms we'll get into a different day. But going just off the bare bones of it, what makes an NPC different from, like, so, I guess, have you guys played Doki Doki Literature Club?
Doki Doki Literature Club?
Or have you at least seen videos on it or something?
I've seen videos on it, I personally haven't played it.
Okay, do you know who I'm talking about when I say Monica?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe she's actually a character in one of your RPGs or something like that.
RPG? That's a video game. No, it's an ARG. Yeah, so she is, but what I'm mainly talking about is the game version of her, because obviously the AOG version is, we're not even going to get into that. And John, it was hard to hear you, but did you said you have heard, you do know who Monica is?
Yeah, like, the base idea of it, I haven't played the game, but I know a bit about it, and know basically what you're talking about.
Okay. I'll try and explain it in Lamex terms, just in case, because obviously it sounds like you both know of her, but you don't know kind of the story and stuff, and you don't need to know the story exactly. I don't want to spoil the story for you, but Monica's a great example. What makes her different? So if you haven't played the game, she's very different compared to the other NPC characters. What makes her different from another NPC? Because she's still made up of zeros and ones. She's still an NPC, and there's no player behind her. So what makes her different?
Well, my question for you would be, is Monica, I guess, would she be classified as a NPC?
She's still, she's in the game file, she's qualified as an NPC.
Okay. And I believe that goes for all the other characters too, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, John, do you want to take this one first? I'm having a little trouble coming up with an answer.
Yeah, I can take them.
I guess I can also give you a different example if you don't know what Monica does in the game.
I mean, I was just going to let John go first because I couldn't think of a good answer.
So you both know what Monica does?
No.
Okay, well, see, that's why I was trying to keep the bare bones. So, okay, scrap Monica. I'm trying to think of a game where you both have played or seen that has a character like this. So, I mean, there's, like, older games. I don't know. It's tough. Like, so you have one character, you have one NPC that follows a set path. They do all the things they do. They do all the things they're supposed to do, like John was talking about. They do that forever. Nothing changes. But what's the difference between that NPC that's made up of zeros and ones, just like everything else, and another NPC that decides they don't want to follow the code anymore? But they're still made up of zeros and ones. There's no player behind them. What makes them different?
I guess what would make an NPC different in that case would be, so there's an NPC still following its code and, you know, running with the program, but then there's another NPC that's, you know, abandoning the code and going its own way, right?
Yeah, so, like, take, like, an RPG game. There's, like, you have shopkeepers, you have people to talk to, you have all these side quest characters, because RPGs are full of side quests. And you have, so you have all these characters. They're all made of zeros and ones. Doesn't matter what job they are. Like, we talked about this before. Doesn't matter what role they have. Doesn't matter. They're all made up of zeros and ones. And then you have this other NPC that's still made up of the exact same code, still made up of the exact same attributes, doesn't matter. And they decide, you know what? I don't want to follow this code anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do. And there's no player behind them. There's no active player behind that character.
All right, so in that case, that would be like an NPC essentially going rogue, because that NPC has gone and said, okay, I see this code, this is what I'm supposed to do, but I don't want to follow that code anymore, I'm going to make up my own code and go with that as I go. Whereas if there's an NPC that is following the code and still doing what it's told to be doing, it's, you know, performing as it should be, but then there's this obscurity where there's a NPC who's no longer following its code due to whatever reason it could be.
Alright, John?
I would say, like, the difference is, like, their awareness, you know? Because, like, if you take Undertale, for example, with the boss fights, right, you got Undyne, her boss pattern is always the same. If you get good, you can beat them pretty easily if you know what you're doing. With Sans, his boss battle is different every time because he is more aware than the other characters. He can do what he wants, you know, to an extent, obviously, because he's this boss fight you have to adapt to. You're aware of, because he's aware of it being a boss fight.
Interesting. It didn't even bring up Sans, and I wasn't going to necessarily bring up Sans. I guess he would have been a better example, but no one knows of Sans. I don't think he's seen, unless he's seen the boss fight. But...
Oh, yeah. I know Undertale, and I know of Sans. I just don't know too much about Sans.
Yeah, so the bare bones TLDR is, John's exactly right. So Sans will mix up his attacks constantly. So, like, once you start running his attacks down, it's like, oh, yeah, I know what's coming next, and then he blasts you with a thing that you didn't even know was coming. So it's almost like you're playing against a separate player, but he's not actually a player because there's no character, there's no human on the other side of him controlling him to do that. It's his own will and his own power to do so. And that's what makes those things special. The word I was looking for was sentience. They have a new form of sentience that NPCs don't have, because NPCs don't have sentience. They don't know that they're in a video game. They don't know that their life is designed to be one single way. And the reason we're going over all this is because Noah brought up that if there was one single secret of life that applied to everyone on this planet and everyone for millennia, even when humans were first created, that it'd be kind of depressing, right? And Knowing that, Noah, and I'll ask John too, but knowing that, okay. Do you think that we're kind of designed to be like that? Do you think that however humans started, whether you believe in evolution or creationism, doesn't matter, do you believe that humans are on a set path? Now, not specifically each individual. Obviously, we all have free will to do what we want. But do you believe humanity as a whole is on one single straight line and we're following, and it's kind of like a line of code, or following that straight line and we can't really get out of it?
Okay. Well, in my opinion, I would say, so you're saying essentially that in this reality that there is one secret to life and we're all living toward that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the secret of life that I'm talking about is, like, it's constant, and it's never a thing we're, like, going towards. It's always there. But what I'm more asking is, do you believe, I don't want to say a simulation, but do you believe we're all on a single straight line as a human race? Not as individuals, because we obviously have free will and stuff. But do you believe that we're on a set path? Like, COVID-19 was going to happen no matter what. The technological advances are going to happen at the exact same time every time. Like, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. I believe that humanity as a whole, we can never really predict how life is going to go or what's really going to be, because that's basically unpredictable. But I do believe that there is a secret to life for all of us, and it could be different depending on the person. But I do believe that one way or another, we're all making our way down that path to where maybe someday we will learn that secret to life.
Interesting. All right, John, what about you?
I would say that I don't think that we're on a set path that will always, the things that will happen will always happen when they happen. I think it's more like, if you look back at the path we've taken as a humanity, you can see the lines as to, like, where things began, where they changed, where they moved, to get to where you are now. But because we can't see what's in front of us, it might feel once we get there that it's like, oh, that was always going to happen that way. But I would say I don't think that's necessarily the case, because everybody is forming the path as we move forward, and it's because everybody has free will, then the path will get where it's going to go, but it's not because it had to go there. It's just where we ended up. Does that make sense?
Interesting. All right.
Can well, just give me a note for a serious topic.
What's that? Are we in a simulation?
No. Does free will exist?
I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about today a little bit. It's not actually the main focus, but we're diving a little bit into it. I mean, we could ever slim on serious topics, we could add it. But regardless, now that we've kind of talked about free will, now that we've talked about, like, do you believe we're on a straight path and stuff, I want to go right back into the secret of life. At the beginning, I asked you guys, hey, would you believe it if I said that there's one secret of life that, regardless of the other secrets of life that everyone else has, that obviously there's always going to be many ones that every different person has, there's still one big one that applies to every single person on this earth and has since the dawn of time. And Noah said that he doesn't believe it, and then John was skeptical. And it's very interesting that that even though they're both kind of on the same side, John sounds like he's kind of in the middle. He's like on the fence. Like it sounded like when I mentioned about the whole time thing, he was a bit more convinced, but even still, he was still on the fence. And Noah's sounds like he's still on the same side. And it's interesting that they both went towards this. Neither one of them were like, oh yeah, I believe that. And I'm just curious, because I never actually asked this. I'm just curious, why don't you believe that that's a thing? Why would you, so in Noah's case, since you're on one side, would there be any evidence for you that would make you go to the other side? Or are you just going to be like, nope, there's no way that's a thing, I can't believe that. And for John, we'll get to you in a second, but keep this in the back of your mind, you're on the fence. So for you, there probably is maybe some evidence, but why are you on the fence to begin with? But, Noah, we're going to start with you. So would there be any evidence for you that would make you believe that there's one big secret of life that it applies to every single person?
Me personally, I would say if there was undeniable proof that there was one secret to life and that was the only secret to life, then yes, I could see myself switching sides, but I don't really see that happening.
Interesting. All right. John, what about you?
I guess, like, the reason I'm on the fence would be, like, I'm here on Noah's side. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I get what he's saying. I agree with some of it, right? But on the other side of the fence, I'm like, well, like I kind of touched on before, where, like, there are so many things that you would imagine are, like, new to modern life, that like concepts that way people act that are unique to how we live life now. But if you like really look back throughout history, then it's not the same, but it's similar. It's the same in the concept, but not the execution, if you will. So there's like a bit of evidence on both sides. So I'm like, okay, I could see either one being the case.
Interesting. Okay, so you could see it either way.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of like that kind of already answered the second part of the question. Was would there be evidence to make you go one way or the other? And it sounds like there would be, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So interesting. Very interesting. And now I want to get into the point of, and again, you can believe it or not. What if I told you that this secret of life? Because we're talking about sides here. Right, Noah's on one side, John's on the fence, and maybe you guys at home, maybe you guys believe that there is a secret to life that applies to everyone. So there's different sides and stuff. What if I told you this has nothing to do with sides, And the Secret of Life that I'm thinking of single-handedly unifies all of us as a human race. It binds us all together as one. Even though we all have free will, even though we all have different experiences, we have different other secrets of life that apply to us specifically, there's one big one that unifies all of us. And, again, still has since the beginning of time, since humans were created. So, does that make you more suspicious? Does that make you less suspicious? Does that make you question everything we just talked about? Like, what's going through your mind, Peace? I want to let John go first this time.
Right. I would say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I have an idea what that could be, because I just don't want to get too ahead of you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll ask that at the end if you can guess what I'm talking about.
But yeah, that from what I'm thinking of, that makes sense to me.
All right, interesting. So you're less skeptical now after hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Noah, what about you?
So, what was the question?
Really, man. I said, so
just
did you
make sure
did you hear the explanation, or you just need to know the question?
I just need to know the question.
So, after hearing what I just said, does that make you more skeptical about the Secret of Life, or does that make you less skeptical?
I would be more skeptical about the Secret of Life, because if there was, you know, the Secret of Life, and it's been something that unites humanity for millions and millions of years, then my question would be, why haven't we heard about it before? Because if it has existed for millions and millions of years, presumably, why are we just now hearing about this and we haven't heard of it before?
Interesting. All right, I want to hone in on what Noah just said there. Why haven't we heard of this before? And again, same thing. You can choose to believe it or not. What if I told you it's been around us this entire time? You've heard of it for sure. But what if I told you you've never actually looked at it in the same lens as the Secret of Life, or have you just looked at it as like a basic fact? I think, personally speaking, that no matter how old you are, unless you're like 4, if you have a decent, like, developed brain, like you're over the age of 13, you've heard of the Secret of Life before, you've seen it in action, and I would bet the no money that I have, but if I had money, I'd bet it all, that you've actually not only seen it and heard of it, but you've experienced it countless times. So many times that I would need 5 different hands to count the amount of times you've experienced it. So, again, same question, gentlemen. Does that make you more suspicious, less suspicious? John, we're going to go to you first.
Yeah, I would say less suspicious, because, again, of what I'm thinking of, yeah, I almost, like, what you were saying to Noah just then, I was, like, almost, like, if I wanted to do the counterpoints to what he was saying, would be, like, what I'm thinking of is, like, we would have heard about it, but maybe not, like, paid attention to it. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, that's there. Of course, obviously, everyone knows that's there. But it's not, like, focused on.
Interesting. Okay, so you're kind of... Like, let's say you're on a fence, right? You're tilting even more so now onto the that you're believing in the Secret of Life thing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Noah, what about you?
I would say I would be more skeptical because, like I said before, if the Secret of Life has, you know, existed for millions and millions of years and has even existed in my life, then why am I just now hearing about this if it's been in my life before?
Well, that was the thing I was mentioning, is that maybe it's been in your life, but you probably haven't actually paid much attention to it, because it's just a thing that happens, and you don't, like, kind of what John was saying. It's there, but you just don't actually pay much attention to it.
Well, that's kind of the thing. We're humans. We actually, over time now, have developed this thing where we have, like, 2-second, you know, attention. So, it's possible that, yes, we go seeing this in our life, and we paid attention to it at first. Mm-hmm. But then we got distracted by something else, and we didn't pay it any more mind.
Interesting. I actually really quite like this dissonance that's going on right now, whereas John is leaning more towards that he believes it, and Noah's, even like with all the other stuff I'm talking about, he's leaning on the other side now. So it's very interesting, the dissonance that's going on within this the conversation that we're having here.
I would say I'm a bit more on the other side than I used to be.
Right, well, that's what I mean. It's like, before, like, I mean, Noah was kind of already leaning on the fence, but he was still maybe still on the fence. But John was straight up on the fence, standing like a stick, and now he's on the now he's leaning towards the other side, and Noah's leaving even further on the other side. So that's what I mean. Is that I love the dissonance that's going on here because it makes it more interesting. Because if like both of you just believed it straight up, I'd be like, all right, well that makes my job a lot easier. But obviously it doesn't because you guys are having different views on it. And as much as I would love to get the audience's views on this as well, and like to kind of take a poll or something, unfortunately we can't do that. But I'd be very curious to know the actual percentage of people that, after everything I've said, would you be leaning more so on the with Noah, or would you be leaning more so with John? And that's the question. If there's a comment section where you're listening to this, I would highly encourage you to give me your answer so I can actually see it. But throughout all this conversation about the secret of life and whether you believe it or not, so disregard whether you think it's true. What do you think, if there were to be one secret of life, it sounds like John kind of already has an answer, but if you were to believe there's one secret of life, if you just had any sort of idea, what do you think it would be?
I believe this goes to John first.
Yeah, anyone, it doesn't matter now. Whoever has an answer.
I was curious to hear what Noah had to say, but I
wasn't sure if it was addressed to John first or me first.
No, I would have specified if it was for someone specifically.
Okay, so I'm sorry, what was the question?
My goodness. I said, so disregard whether you believe in the secret of life or not. If you had to think of what I'm talking about, what would be your one idea that you think the secret of life could be, whether you believe it or not?
So theoretically, if this secret of life that you're talking about did exist and it did unify humanity and bring us all together, I guess it could be possible that that could exist, because stranger things have happened, and it's possible that could have just been a really old thing that we're just now relearning about it.
That's what I mean. It's like, do you have any idea of what that could be, or do you have no idea?
I'll be entirely honest, I have no idea what that would look like.
That's fine. Not having an answer is fine sometimes.
Yeah. Like, if I was to try and describe it to you, I would, but I honestly don't know how I would go about describing that.
All right. Well, that makes me really interested to hear what John's quote-unquote answer is. So I'm curious, John. What's the thing that's been cooking in your mind?
And I think Noah has been looking at this too narrowly to really see it. But I think what you're talking about is the ability to change, whether that be like change your mind or change how you approach things, what have it. Like, everyone has the ability to change. It might be harder for you to do it than others, or maybe it'd be super easy for you to be like, all right, I forget what I was saying before. It's completely wrong. The ability to change is something that everyone has and has always had, because if no one ever had the ability to change, then we wouldn't be here today the way we were. We would have died out because of some stubborn belief that people had back before modern medicine was a thing.
Interesting. So that's what you think I've been talking about this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So we are approaching the end of today's episode, meaning it is time that I reveal to you what the secret of life is, the big one. Obviously, like I mentioned a countless times, there's other many secrets of life that each person shares. That's obviously, there's no debating that one. But I'm talking about the big one, the one that applies to every single person, the one that unifies us as a human race, all of that put into one. And John got a word correct, what he was talking about, and it kind of applies, but the secret of life that I've been talking about this entire time is that people change people. And no matter what iteration of life, no matter what AD, BC, no matter what era they were born in, no matter what job they have, no matter what gender they are, it doesn't matter. We all have the ability to change other people. For the good or for the better. Or if that's the same word. For better or for worse. And that's existed since the beginning of time. Now again, whether you believe in creationism or evolution, doesn't matter. It's existed since humans first started. And like I mentioned before, I would bet, if I had a bunch of money, I'd bet it all on the fact that you've not only seen, heard, and experienced it, but that you've experienced it so much to the point that I wouldn't have enough hands to count it. And the reason for that is because you grew up because you were surrounded by people. You went on your adventures because you were interacting with other people. If you were isolated your entire life, then you wouldn't have the secret to life. You wouldn't have the ability to change other people because no one else would be around you. And that's why I mean that it's a secret of life for every single person, because we're always going to be interacting with people no matter what. And people have the ability to change other people. And let's pull out an example, right? Let's pull out an example of this podcast. This podcast is a direct correlation because people change people. If Noah didn't come to us with the idea and kind of give us a cool idea of starting a podcast, this podcast wouldn't be a thing. Going back even further, if we weren't in a friend group, if Noah wasn't in this friend group, or if I wasn't in this friend group, whatever, this friend group wasn't the same as we are today because we each changed each other, not only would one of us not even be in this call right now, this podcast wouldn't even have been a thought process. That's how deep this stems in. And that's why I was saying the entire time, I wasn't trying to convince you, I was just trying to give you the information, see how you felt about it. But that is the secret of life. The secret of life is that people change people. And that will always be the case, no matter how far we go in life, no matter what technological advances we make, no matter how big the population gets, it won't matter. Because people will always change people. Now, I could sit here and give you 10 more examples, 10 plus more examples, like the podcast one I just gave, and that's even a super small, minuscule thing, right? This podcast, as much as I love it, it's like, if you look at the grand scheme of the universe, it's a small little dot, right? But it's still a correlation of people change people. Because if we didn't have this friend group, then not only, like I said, it wouldn't have been a thought process. If Noah didn't give us the idea in the first place because we were a friend group, this podcast wouldn't be a thing. And again, those are just small, tiny choices. Nothing compared to the big advances we've made because people change people. And think of your favorite YouTuber right now. Put them in your mind right now. I don't care who it is, doesn't matter what they do. Put them in your head right now. And I was talking about childhood YouTuber, not your current, maybe. I mean, even still, it could still apply. But think of your favorite childhood YouTuber right now. We actually did a podcast episode on this. It's called YouTube Nostalgia, if you want to go check it out, viewers. But put them in your mind right now and ask yourself, have they done anything virtually? Obviously, you probably never met them. But virtually, when you were growing up, did they make you happy? Did they, when you were come home from a long day of school, you're like, man, school sucks, I hate everything, this Billy kid was mean to me today. Did you enjoy yourself when you sat down and you watched them? Did they make you feel happy? Did they make you feel joy? Did they encourage you to think of yourself in a higher regard? Did they encourage you to pursue your dreams and your passions? And I could ask more questions, but if you answered yes to any of those things, then you just experienced people change people. That's an experience you've been through countless times. And like I said, it can still apply today. If you have a favorite YouTuber that's not a childhood YouTuber, but they're your favorite now, they're still changing you as we speak, whether you see it or not. They are changing you. And again, it can be for the better or for the worse. I'd hope it'd be for the better. But if there are bad apples out there that do change other people into bad apples. So there's the complete opposite side of it. But in the general grand scheme of everything, people change people no matter what. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the secret to life. And it will always be that way. There's nothing that will, and until humanity goes extinct, there is nothing that will change that fact. That's where I kind of want to end that today. So before we completely end, is there any final statements you both have? We'll let Noah go first for this one.
This was actually quite a fun episode, in my opinion. I actually quite liked talking about this. It, changed my opinions a little bit about some things that I thought of and thought I had, you know, like concrete opinions and ideas on. But nonetheless, it was a very good conversation, and I feel we discussed this pretty well today. Very good topic. Thank you, Ethan. And yeah.
All right, awesome. John, what about you?
Yeah, I would say that, like, I definitely would agree with that sentiment because, like you said, you could think of a million different examples of how that's the case. But for me, like, I wouldn't be here on this podcast or on Twitch or on YouTube at all if it had not been for how people impacted me and my life and my decisions. Because there's like the big catalyst moment But even if you ignore that, there's, like, what led me to be affected by that moment, to what led me to interact with the people I did and change in the way that I had.
Right, exactly. And to that point, I'm Noah, you like racing, right? Like, either playing racing games or watching racing events. What made you like racing events?
The appeal to me was, my father, he had always loved them, and I decided one day to give them a try. Just found that I love racing.
Awesome. So, that's a perfect example. Your father changed the way you thought about racing. Because maybe you didn't have any preconceived notion about it, or you didn't care, or whatever. And he was the one that showed you and changed your opinion about it. So that's another example of people change people. John, why are you on Twitch? Who made you do that?
Well, there was a friend of mine, and I think I might have touched about this in a previous series episode, when we were talking about suicide, where a friend of mine took their own life, and that was really impacted me. And as a way of comfort, I went to watch Twitch streams to make me feel better, you know. And I was like, man, these Twitch streams, these are really fun, these are really cool. I'd like to try it. And it wasn't about getting big or anything like that, and I'm nowhere near that at this point, but it was just something that I could do that I thought would be fun, that was impacted because of not only the other streamers that I met, but as well as the person who, you know, was my friend who took their life, and then I was sad about that.
Right, so that's almost four different people change people moments in one one kind of timeline there. But focusing on the Twitch part is, you were watching Twitch, and you don't have to name them, but all those different people you interact with on Twitch, whether you, doesn't matter if you actually talk to them or not, even just watching their streams, it changed you in that sense. And so that devoted you and encouraged you to start Twitch. And it's just the small little things that kind of go under the radar. That's why it made perfect sense for Noah to be like, well, why haven't we heard of this yet? Because all of this kind of stuff you don't think about naturally. Because it's kind of like breathing. It's kind of like something that just happens and you just go with it. And this very episode, if you want to get meta, this very episode, Noah just said 2 seconds ago that it kind of changes opinions a little bit. And that was a perfect example of people change people. And that's why I wanted to talk about this today, because it's very important. People change people, for the better or for the worse. Hopefully it's for the better. Obviously that's what we aim for, but there are bad apples out there that will inevitably change you in some way. Hopefully not permanently, but even for a little bit. You might see someone stupid do something bad online, and you're angry about it for a little bit. That's still even that tiny, tiny little minuscule 1 minute of your life, that was still a perfect example of people change people. I think that's where we're gonna end off today's episode. Now points, I don't even know what to do, man. It's one of those things that this is why I hate doing serious topics and love them at the same time. Because it's trying to calculate points this entire time was a struggle. Because I'm you both did the exact same thing. You both engaged with the conversation. You both were very consistent with your engagement. So there's no really difference in what you guys were doing.
I'm happy with whatever way the points turn out. I don't care if I win or lose. I'm okay with it.
All right. But yeah, so that's what the struggle is. And obviously you guys at home are like, well, I don't really care who wins the next episode. I just want to hear the next episode, right? So obviously for you guys, again, minuscule choice, doesn't matter. I think what I'm going to do is, purely based on the fact that you both were the exact same, I'm going to give this a choice to John and Noah, because I it's one of those things that I'm just going to do. Would you guys be willing to just do a coin flip instead of dealing with points?
I'm okay with that. John, you?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, I pulled it up just in case you both said yes. I have a virtual, it's Google's coin flip thing. So let's see. I'll just call it because there's no reason for you guys. I was going to say, oh, John, what do you want? But it doesn't matter. John, you're first on this list in the thing, so you'll be heads and Noah, you're tails. How about that?
Okay.
Let's see what we get here. It is Tails, meaning Noah is the winner of today's episode, and that breaks his losing streak. He's been on a I almost think like 8 episode, 10 episode, something along those lines. He's been on a pretty big losing streak again. So it is, he has finally broken that losing streak there. So there you go. You can thank Google for that one, because Google is the one, the coin flip I was using. But so we're all winners at the end of the day. So John's not going to get a loser speech because he's not a loser. And Noah, I'm not even going to give you a winner speech because we're all winners at the end of the day. And this was literally decided by a coin flip. So it's not like you won by any point system or anything.
Yeah.
The winner speech that is going to apply today is, hope you all are having a great time, and thank you so much for listening to this episode. That's the winner speech we're going to go with. Yeah. I think that's gonna do it for this episode, guys. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. A little less laughs, obviously, but, you know, still provoked a conversation at the end of the day. You can find me over on YouTube at FlabsXE Gaming. I'm currently, obviously, considering college, so there's not a lot of videos going up right now. But we still have 1,700 other videos for you to go watch, back catalog there, so go check all that stuff out. You can find John on Twitch at JeevansFeebens and on YouTube. Similar reason, I think, John, I haven't seen, you streamed a couple times recently, but it wasn't like, a whole weekly thing, right?
Right, yeah, I've been streaming a lot less. This last week has been, it's been a week, you know, but I didn't try to stream at least a couple times a week, just to have, you know, that thing that I like to do.
Right. But yeah, you can still find him if it's over YouTube. He has a back catalog of stuff as well. And if they're still available, the VODs are up. And better yet, if you hit the notification bell on John's Twitch, you'll be notified when he does end up streaming. So that way you can get in on the action. You can find Noah on Xbox/Windows and NoahDuck54. Also on Instagram at NoahDuck5434. He's running currently the Provoker's official account. And we notify you guys every time an episode goes live. They usually go up at 6. Sometimes other stream platforms are a little slower. So, for example, I use Apple Podcasts and I get notified when our episodes go up on there. It's usually around 6, like 40, when those go up. So they're sometimes slow, but so you can always be sure to find them around 7. I've noticed that. Around 7 on all platforms should be alright. But around that time, Noah will notify you guys that an episode's about, and kind of a little excerpt about what the episode's about. So go follow us over there. And also, we'll be doing some promotional things when we eventually start doing those. Once we get big enough, we might consider doing merch and stuff, so you'll get all those information over on the Instagram. If you want even more information, you want to be an information goblin, then head over to the Provoker's Patreon page, where you can find all sorts of stuff. So, of course, you have the tiers, that typical Patreon stuff. The more you get, the more you pay, the more behind the scenes you get. If you're crazy and you want to marry us, you can pay the $100 tier, and you can actually be a guest on the podcast, and it's pretty crazy. And maybe we'll let you choose a topic, but at the end of the day, you'll be on the podcast, and you'll be embedded in the podcast history forever. It's pretty crazy. But if you're not interested in tiers, we have other stuff. We have the Provoker's Extended Cut episodes. So they are episodes kind of like that are 30 to 40 minutes that are kind of just fun episodes that have nothing really to do with the main podcast, and they're just bonus content. So if you like bonus content, those are for you. The first $5 or $3, so you can kind of dip your toes in the water to see if you like that style of stuff. And if you don't, then it was $3. You can't even buy a McDonald's hamburger with that anymore. So it's no stain on your shoe. But if you do end up liking it, then you can get all the other stuff that we have over there. But yeah, with that being said, guys, thank you guys again so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.